Welcome to the NOLA Drink Show. Join us as we explore the world of drink, food, and culture in New Orleans and beyond. Here's your host, Brian Diaz.
All right, everybody, Brian Diaz here with you. Thanks for joining me on the NOLA Drink Show. Friends, kicking off your weekend happy hour. That's right, if you're a radio listener, we're in a new time slot. 5 o'clock drive time here on Fridays, helping you get your weekend going in the right direction. Now, some of you may not know us. If you're a regular listener to the show, whether you listen to it on the radio station or whether you get the podcast version of the show, I want to thank you very much. It's over the past few years, it's meant the world to me that you are a fan and a supporter of the NOLA Drink Show, but you can kind of tune this little part out because you know what we do on this program. But for those of you who are new to the show, because you're catching us for the first time here in the 5 p.m. time slot on 990 a.m., yeah, like I said, you may not know us. What we do is we like to say we explore the world of drink and food and culture in New Orleans and beyond. I think we're a little bit of a different voice than what you find with a lot of the programs here on this radio station. We've always been that way and always been proud about that too. You know, sometimes we just talk drinks and sometimes talking food. But we also talk about lots of other stuff. We talk about history. We talk about important issues, social issues in the liquor, food, and hospitality industry. Sometimes we're talking about economics, like the economics of craft beer. We bring you ideas that you can use, like for your parties or your cocktail program or learning something new. And we bring you really a whole lot more than that. That just gives you a little smattering of the things, the swath of what we like to touch on here on the NOLA Drink Show. The conversation is always lively, friends. It's often fun, but I will say this, it is sometimes challenging. So I want you to be aware that sometimes we're talking about stuff that may not be easy. And that's something that's really important to the part, to the spirit of this show as well. Like I said, we like to talk about important social issues in the spirits, hospitality, and food industries. And sometimes that stuff, sometimes those are difficult conversations, but that's how we all learn. And that's really something important that we like to bring to the table. Regular listeners know why I do that. The more you listen to this show, you'll know why that's such an important thing to me. We always have great guests on this program. They bring a lot to the table. We talk to folks who are doing great things from around the New Orleans area. Also influencers and heavyweights in these industries from around the country, really, and even around the world. So you can always count on us having great guests bringing what they bring to the table, as I said. We like to record on location, friends, when we can. So sometimes we're in bars, sometimes we're in restaurants. We want to bring you the vibe of the place when we can. Can't always do that because sometimes we're interviewing somebody from afar. But, you know, when we, like I said, when we can pull it off and when we can be out and about, that's where we get like tape our program. So we can just bring you a little flavor of some things that are going on around the New Orleans area and sometimes beyond that when we're checking stuff out of town. One of our favorite places that you'll hear me talk about a lot and you'll hear us record from is the Southern Food and Beverage Museum in Central City of New Orleans. As a side note, I'm the co-executive producer of the podcast network there. It's called Denny Grits Podcasts. So you can find this program there, but you can also find all kinds of other really cool food, drink, and culture shows. Just go to southernfood.org. You'll see a link right at the top that says blog and podcast, and you'll find, as I said, this show, and you'll find a whole bunch of other shows. And we'll be talking about that a lot. We record from the museum a lot, so we're always bringing you what's going on there when we can. Now, we do the radio version of the show, which goes from 5 to 6 p.m. now on Fridays here on 990 a.m., and we also run a repeat performance of the program Sundays from 7 to 8 p.m., but I encourage you to get the podcast version of the show. And why, you may ask? Well, we do something called Another Shot with NOLA Drinks, friends, and Another Shot with NOLA Drinks is something that you can only find on the podcast version of the show. What we do there is we sometimes do a deeper dive into things. Maybe we get a little more technical. So, for example, maybe we're talking to a distiller and we might get further into the weeds about their distillation methodology, or we might dig deeper into one of the social issues that we've talked about with our guests. Sometimes we're just tying up loose ends from the featured part of the interview or the main part of the interview, but it's always a really worthwhile bit of programming to check it out, especially if you're interested in the particular topic or you're just, you know, someone in the industry or one of these industries that we talk about, or you're a serious food and drink enthusiast who wants to see more behind the scenes, Another Shot with NOLA Drinks will bring you that. You can go to our website, noladrinks.com. You can always find the podcast episodes there. It'll include everything you hear on the radio plus Another Shot. And you will also be able to connect with all the various social media platforms, podcast platforms where you can find us. We're on all the major ones. So easy to catch the NOLA Drink Show wherever you want to catch it. Friends, you can also catch us on social media. We're at NOLA Drinks on Instagram and Facebook, and NOLA Drinks 1, the number 1, on Twitter. So there you go. There's the 411. I hope you stick with us. If you're a new listener, if you're a regular listener, once again, I thank you very, very, very much. We're going to keep doing what we do and hopefully make it better onward and upward. As we say, got a great show coming up for you this week today. We're proud to bring you the preview of New Orleans Bourbon Festival 2022. That's right, friends. It's back in action. And you're going to hear my involvement in it because I'm deeply involved in it. But more importantly, we're going to talk to the co-founders of the event, Tracy Napolitano and Barbara Hirsch Napolitano, letting you know all about Bourbon Fest 2022 coming up the third week of March. We want to see you there. So, hey, yeah, check this out. We're going to let you know what's going on, how you can attend the seminars, the grand tastings, all that cool stuff. All kinds of good shows coming up in the coming weeks for you as well, friends. But next up, New Orleans Bourbon Fest 2022. Going to take a little break here on the NOLA Drink Show. Come on back.
I'm Liz Williams, host of Tip of the Tongue on the Nitty Grits Podcast Network. Join me and weekly guests for conversations about food and drink and the people who create food culture around the world. The show is for the curious, hungry for food knowledge. My new book, Nana's Creole Italian Table, about the Sicilian community in New Orleans, can be pre-ordered from Amazon. Learn more about Nitty Grits Podcast Network at southernfood.org.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Brian Diaz here with you, WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans and in podcast land, wherever you may be. Thanks for joining us here on the NOLA Drink Show, friends. And as you know, we are talking about New Orleans Bourbon Fest 2022. And to that end, we are here. We are in the home of the co-founders of New Orleans Bourbon Fest. We are talking with Barbara Hirsch Napolitano and Tracy Napolitano. How are y'all?
We're wonderful. Well, I am. You okay, too?
I'm fantastic.
It's good.
it's great. You may have already told by the banter there that they are a married couple, and the love is just flowing around the room right now.
Liar.
And but happy to be talking about Bourbon Fest. I do this every time, y'all, we talk about Bourbon Fest on the show, because like somehow do I need to do some sort of full legal disclosure? I am a member of the board of directors of the charity that puts on Bourbon Fest, so my criticisms may seem a little harsher than normal.
Right. And we've come to love and expect that.
Right, exactly.
We have. It's just, it's fine.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's part of the deal. And what do you have to say? I was waiting for something from Tracy, but he's actually said nothing through this period.
Well, you told me not to say anything.
No, you.
Oh, it
that's
worked.
Not what he said. He said not to say certain things.
Well, those are the only kind of things I say, so I figured I was going to have to be quiet and let you handle this.
I got you covered, honey.
Yeah, you know I don't like to edit, Tracy, so I'll just turn the mic off. I guess
well,
that might
yeah,
be the easier
you could
thing to do.
We could do that.
So, y'all, we got it's really exciting with Bourbon Fest because after a long and painful 2 years, the festival is actually finally returning to when it's supposed to be, coming up here in March. And I'll throw this to you, Barbara. Let's just do the 411 right off the top. What are the dates and what's going on? Or should I throw that to Tracy?
I would throw that to
Tracy. Throw that to Tracy.
He's better at those things.
March 23rd through the 26th. Mm-hmm. We have a new hotel, Marriott, on Canal Street. We'll have all the seminars there, and then we're back at the Contemporary Arts Center for the Grand Tasting on the 25th and 26th.
So pretty cool. So there's two Grand Tastings. Let's got to give people the lay of land. So two Grand Tastings on the Friday and Saturday night. Let's
right.
talk about those. How does that work?
Yeah. So you know, come to the CAC?
Well, there's two different types of tickets. There's a kind of more of the general admission, which is your tasting tickets, and we still have a connoisseur ticket
don't.
Well, not currently, we used to have one.
We revamped the tickets
but there's a
a la carte build your own event ticket,
right?
Okay.
But there is a tasting ticket, so that gets you in for one night of the grand tastings,
the Friday or the Saturday
okay. or the Saturday, unless you buy Friday and Saturday,
right?
And then there's a VIP level ticket, which is going to get you in earlier for some specialty type pours, and is also going to get you in both nights.
Cool.
So that's kind of the 411.
So there's different levels of experience that you
Correct.
Can enjoy while you're there at the festival. But so let's describe those. Starting with the grand tastings, let's describe what goes on. Right, we have a whole bunch of whiskey producers, and it's limited to American whiskeys.
It's American whiskey, but not limited to like American single malts. Rye whiskey, we've got some moonshine coming. We've got those Valentine flavored. I believe they're coming. The chocolate whiskeys and things like that.
Haven't we also we also have brought in some wines that are in bourbon barrels, that's in a beer.
Well, we haven't done the beer yet, but we're working on that. Zony Mash. I'm hoping to make that happen.
Local New Orleans brewery.
Yes, they've got some beer that they've already had in some barrels. So I think it's a stout we're talking about. So hopefully we'll get that finalized. But
Tracy, so like kind of where I'm going with this is you're going to come into this really nice grand tasting. The tickets are not oversold, so it's very comfortable, and you're going to have all these different whiskey producers there, and then people local restaurants.
Right.
So it's a walk around tasting.
It is a walk around, and basically the way we have it set up is you've got, you know, whiskey food, whiskey vendor, like someone selling you something wonderful that's bourbon related. And if you continue to walk around, you're going to get an experience where you're going to have food and whiskey, and you're not going to feel overwhelmed by all the whiskey, because there is a lot.
Right.
I mean, hundreds of different brands will be tasting. So there's almost no way you can taste everything in one night. And gosh, help us if you try.
So a good reason to come to both, right?
Correct.
And so is there a difference between the two nights? It's pretty much the same whiskey producers for the most part, right? But the restaurants might switch a little bit?
The restaurants could switch. I don't know if that's going to be as normal, where some nights we have one restaurant on Friday night, then we have some on Saturday night. I think we're, you know, with what's going on in the restaurant industry with staffing and shortages, I think we've pretty much been able to nail down the same restaurants each night. So they'll be there both nights, because it's hard to get
a lot of
people to, you know, with staffing issues. You know,
sure.
We're trying to offer some staffing to help them. But, you know, the restaurant revival series thing is helping with brands supporting the restaurants and paying a little extra money to sponsor to have, which all that money goes to the restaurants.
Right. That's really cool. That's a cool part.
Yeah. I mean, look, every restaurant wants to do this. They all just can't. And not because, you know, they, you know, can't afford to do it. It's that they just don't have the staff to do it. So we're trying to offer them a little extra money to help maybe pay for the extra staff.
And then the sponsorships that we're doing for some of the restaurants too, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, sort of. We're working on that one. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, every day we're picking up a new distiller or somebody who's, you know, sponsoring. I'll sponsor a restaurant on a Friday, or I'll sponsor both nights. You know, like Brown-Forman, you know, our rep Danielle called up and said, hey, you know, we've got some extra money in the budget. We want to do a sponsorship of a restaurant. So we're going to pair them with a restaurant.
Which I think will be fun.
Yeah, that's a great way.
Well, and a brand like Breckenridge, great brand out of Colorado. They're small. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, we can afford to do one night. So they're going to sponsor Pyre from your neck of the woods.
Okay. Yeah.
They're going to pay for one night of Pyre's booth. So it's just,
and it's our goal to get everyone sponsored if we possibly can. I mean, it may not happen, but we're certainly trying. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're also one of the only festivals that pays our food vendors.
It's a really important point. Yep.
We do not go in and say, hey, can you do this festival for free? We've always paid. We give a stipend to cover food and things like some of the food costs.
And it may not cover everything, but it's better than zero.
Right.
And
which they're constantly asked to do.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. And we don't do that. But you did ask a question, what was different about Saturday night than Friday? Mm-hmm. And I did want to at least mention that it is the night we hand out our awards.
On Saturday.
On Saturday. Right. And so we do a second line through the venue handing out awards, which is really fun.
It is
fun to see, and the excitement that goes along with that. So that is the only major difference between the two nights
A little bit of a difference, because on Saturday, which we tried to do this in 2020, Sazerac House is now a sponsor for the festival.
Okay. Yep.
And there will be a VIP party from 5 to 8 p.m., I believe, at the Sazerac House.
Leading up to the grand tasting.
Yeah, now the grand tasting starts at 7 to 8 for VIP, so you're going to have to make a decision. You know, now the Sazerac House can only hold X number of VIPs, so when the link comes out and we send it out via email to the VIPs, sign up, it's going to be a first come, first serve.
Right.
Whoever gets their name on the list first gets in. Those that don't will be at the VIP tasting.
Having more of the good pours.
Right.
So
there you go.
You can't really lose can't. In there, this scenario.
There you go.
Right?
There you go.
But so, I would say pay attention if you're holding a VIP ticket.
Salesmanship
for the Sazerac
101.
Yes, there you go. So so you have some option in there. And so just so people are clear, the whole idea is that, you know, you buy whatever ticket that you buy, and it does create, like we're talking about the VIP ticket with the Sazerac House. But when you come into the space then, when you've purchased a ticket with the walk-around tasting, that includes the food and that includes the tasting. There's live music. So it's not like you pay a ticket to get in and then you're like paying per plate or paying per glass. This is an inclusive experience at that point.
Yeah, you'll get a you'll walk in the door, you'll be handed a one of those little drawstring backpacks provided by Still Austin. They will have a glass in there for you,
which
a Glencairn.
By
Four Roses Glencairn glass. All right. Yeah. And you'll walk around with your glass and you'll get to experience everything there as a
taste.
And
too.
You get to take the glass home with
right.
you.
Right, yeah. Which is a very nice Glencairn. Yeah. It says New Orleans Bourbon Festival and four roses on it.
Yeah.
And the other thing, you have to buy stuff. I mean, you know, like artwork and those kind of things aren't included.
Yeah, the food and drink.
Sure, just the food and drink.
Food and drink.
And the music. Tip the band.
Tip the band. And of course, you know, even the lucky dogs are free.
Ooh, even the lucky dogs are
and
free. That's
we
speaking
will
my
have
language.
Lucky two dog,
lucky dog cards
two
this
lucky
year.
Dog
oh, two
lucky dog cards
it was,
this year.
You know, being here in New Orleans, we all laugh about, you know, eating lucky dogs when you're in the quarter or you're drunk. But it was one of the most popular food items.
It was. It was crazy. The line to get a lucky dog was insane. Yeah. So I was like, oh.
So
okay.
We brought in two. And actually, Jill from Four Roses said if we didn't have a lucky dog there this year, she wasn't coming. So.
Oh, wow. That was a that's
And
a,
as
that's
one
a
of pretty... our top sponsors, we have to have Jill from Four Roses
here.
Yeah,
so it was fair. It was a good thing.
It's a lovely event, y'all. And I mean, I've had the good opportunity to attend several times now. Wait, this is five years technically, or four because of what we lost.
Four because of the years lost. Yeah,
right. We'll talk about that coming up in a segment in a minute. But it's such, and I want to stress this point to everybody out there because I think maybe you're used to going to some sort of event like this, some sort of tasting like this, and it's I'll use the term cattle call. It's a cattle call, and people run out of things, and people get frustrated, and all that kind of stuff. The tickets are not oversold, so it's very comfortable. It's a nice event. You can move around. And one of my favorite parts during the tasting is very often, you know, the distillers or, you know, other people from the companies that are, the upper ups and the companies are there. So there's ample opportunity to talk to people and learn about the whiskeys. It's not just pour, go away. This is it's a nice event where there's an education part of this too.
And one of the things I think that's a really important point is that besides the fact that Tracy and I swore we were only going to put on an event we would want to go to, and that makes a big difference. But the whole purpose of this event is the consumer. It has nothing to do with the industry. It has nothing to do with anything but the consumer that likes the product, whether it's the judging and the awards that go out, that's a consumer judging. And the whole focus is let's introduce people to maybe some craft whiskeys they've never heard of before or a different product. And I think that's kind of, besides the education, that's the fun part.
That's a really cool part. And I think, and thank you for saying that too, Barbara, because I think we want to stress this, that, and maybe we'll talk about this during the podcast segment. We've talked about this on the show before. You know, a lot of the whiskey in this country, in the United States, is produced by a very small number of people. But we've seen a significant growth of craft distillers in recent years. And as we mentioned earlier, this is only limited to American whiskey. So we have this whole cross-section of small guys, medium guys, big guys with their long-standing expressions and everything in between. So it's a great opportunity to come taste things that maybe you've never been exposed to before.
Yeah, and you've got stuff like, I'll use them as an example. It's Old Smoky. You know, everybody knows them for their moonshine. Well, they're making a whiskey. They're right. making a bourbon.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's not, it will be in New Orleans soon, but it's not here yet. So you'll get an opportunity to taste what's coming. Preview stuff. Wilderness Trail is a great example of a distiller that, you know, they came when they didn't have anything to sample.
We actually let them bring...
They had a vodka.
We let them bring vodka
and
rum.
Right. I remember, and they were such nice people. I remember that was the first one I went to, actually.
Now,
was that one.
They are a becoming a premier must-drink whiskey brand.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm just so, we're so proud of what they've done. Same with Peerless.
We watched Peerless grow from the first time we went there. We bought all these behind me. There's some flavored moonshines that I was told we probably should never drink because they're probably no good anymore. but, you know, to there again, they're becoming a premier brand in the market. So it's, we've watched all these guys grow along with our growth. You know, while we've stumbled for a couple of years with the pandemic, it's not,
it wasn't really a stumble. Well, it was a setback.
It was a hard forced stop. No fault of ours and no fault of yours.
No, I mean,
well, let's do this, you guys. Let's take a little break here on the show. We're going to come back. We're going to, because there's a whole bunch of other stuff, friends, that go on at New Orleans Bourbon Fest, not just the grand tastings. There's a lot of cool education seminars, things that happen during the day. And we're also going to talk about a really cool thing called the Year of American Whiskey, which is a partnership between New Orleans Bourbon Festival and the Southern Food and Beverage Museum. You've heard me talk about that before, probably, but we're going to talk about that too. Friends, we're going to take a little break here on the NOLA Drink Show. Come on back.
Hey, everybody. Roger here with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Be sure to check out Nitty Grits Podcasts, a growing network of shows about food, drink, and culture. Visit southernfood.org for more.
Welcome back to the show. Brian Diaz here with you. Thanks for listening into the NOLA Drink Show. We are talking all things Bourbon Fest, New Orleans Bourbon Fest 2022. We are here with Barbara and Tracy, the co-founders of Bourbon Fest. And y'all, we talked in the last segment quite a bit about the two grand tastings on Friday and Saturday night and how great those are and what people can expect when they come. But that's only one part of this with the festival. There's a whole other side to this and stuff that happens during the day. And it's also actually kind of one of my favorite, if not my favorite part of the festivals, is there's a whole boatload of great presentations and seminars. And we're not doing this live, but we are recording this
Silver
live.
Silver is no longer allowed to come to our house. You just knocked whiskey off the shelf.
Sylvia, my lovely assistant, who's been fired from the NOLA Drink Show already, is knocking things over. That's all right.
Nothing broken. No, nothing harmed. It's all good.
Whiskey saved.
No whiskey was harmed during the taping of this show.
That is the most important
part of this.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, moving right along. We don't edit here on the NOLA Drink Show either. Why don't you start over?
Nah.
We're not doing that. So, so seminars and stuff. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I'm still finalizing everything as we're taping this. But it's coming together. I'm excited that one of my favorites that's never been here before.
Let's talk about the idea, Tracy, in general, about how that during the days leading during daytime that there's seminar presentations and things like that.
Yes. So on Friday and Saturday during the morning, we start around 10 a.m.
Right. We tried to start earlier than that.
Nobody
didn't
showed
work.
Up.
That was
earlier.
Bad.
That was bad.
First year, we were rushing mom and everybody in there to fill seats because nobody showed up.
I remember.
It was awesome.
Hungover. So we start in the morning on Friday with the seminar series. Throughout the day, we'll have various speakers at the Marriott and, you know, having some great sessions about history and how it's made. And some of them have tasting, some of them don't. Some are just you sit there and you just listen.
A lot of them do.
There's some science, which we learned in the first year. You know, people don't like science. And
now, that's speaking to the greater problems in our society.
Right,
look,
exactly.
I'm an accountant. They don't like math either.
But as the science seminars have gone along, they become more popular because people want to learn about how it's made, the yeast and the way the still works and all those things, the engineering of all that, the barrel production, all those types of seminars have gotten increasingly more popular.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as the product gets more popular, people want to know everything about it. And I think that's what we're trying to bring them.
Yeah, it's about educating the consumer. It's not about just, you know, sticking your head in to get a drink on the seminar. It's about learning while you're there.
Right? I think that's important because, you know, and that's not necessarily, like we're noting here, that's not necessarily for everybody. But if that's for you, and a lot of people, you guys know this, a lot of people who listen to this show, they're serious enthusiasts or they're in the industry. So that's there. You know, there's room for that. There's an audience for that. So if that's your thing, that is there for you.
Yeah, but there's also some, I would say, that are for the person that maybe isn't as serious or isn't as experienced, you know.
Sure.
A newer person. So like when Bobby G does a cocktail seminar.
Yeah.
Those aren't necessarily for anyone that doesn't just want to see a great show, which he does.
A great show. It's about learning how to build a cocktail.
Right.
So you may not know how to make cocktails, but you can learn from Bobby.
Or broaden your horizons
that way, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And I think that's kind of where we're going with this, right, is that there's opportunities to broaden your horizons if you choose and whatever your interest level is, right? Because there are a lot of these seminars we've noted that there's guided tasting, so there's ways to actually improve your tasting skills.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you've got Heritage Distillers coming to this event, so you get to learn the history of their families and, you know, what brought them to this career path and things like that, talking about their great grandfathers and their fathers and, you know,
or
things like that.
Women in bourbon and women in whiskey that can kind of talk about some of the challenges that they face as women in what used to be but is no longer a male dominated industry. It's just not anymore.
Absolutely.
It's pretty exciting.
Yes. Yeah, so, and actually, Barbara, why don't you expand on that one a little bit? Because I know we have Lisa Wicker coming from Widow Jane, who is a super awesome distiller. She's been on the show before. Who else do we have coming from that front?
That's going to be Tracy that knows more of those.
So Victoria Butler from Uncle Nearest is coming.
Mm-hmm. And make sure you explain who she is.
She's the great-granddaughter, I believe, is of Nearest Green.
Yes.
I believe that's...
And tell people who Nearest Green
so
is.
So Nearest
too,
Green was
important.
The slave who taught Jack Daniels to distill.
Yes.
When they both lived on the plantation or the farm that they were on when they were young. Nearest ended up becoming a free person of color, and he went right to work for Jack Daniels, and he, I guess, without being named technically, he was the first master distiller of Jack Daniels.
Yeah, and I think they've pretty much acknowledged that in their history now at this point.
It's a great story, and I just can't imagine. I mean, they actually are involved in the process with some of the products at Uncle Nearest. They are.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, well, they're involved with the brand then, so, right?
No, they're making their own whiskey now.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah, no, they built a distillery. They're making their own whiskey.
No, the family isn't involved.
The family's involved, yes.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah. I thought you meant Jack.
Not Jack Daniels.
Okay.
No, the family.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Nearest
Green's family. Yeah.
His family actually helps.
Too much whiskey.
Do some of the blending and tasting of a certain one of the products. I don't
remember
which. Yeah, yes. And she's going to be here to talk about that, and I think that's exciting.
Marianne Eves.
Yes, who... Talk about a rock star.
Yes. And we're still working to add a couple more to that.
Tell us who Marianne Eves is.
Marianne was the first female master distiller in Kentucky.
Yep.
And she's got her company, Eves Blind, and she's done a lot of consulting. She's the blender on Peyton Manning Sweetens Cove whiskey.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, she did the blending of that. Marianne will be here. And as you said, Lisa will be here. And we're going to have a panel with those guys.
I believe Marianne's a judo expert who also happens to follow a circus because of her husband.
Her husband owns a circus, yes.
Oh.
She's pretty badass.
She is just so cool.
Yeah.
You want to know her.
Yeah.
You really want to know her.
And not piss her off.
Well, no. Not at all.
I haven't done that yet.
So that's going to be one of the panels we're having. We're going to have a panel with Jamar Mack and the guys at Kobe, which is the Kentucky's original black bourbon group.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to talk about fundraising and bourbon charity and
clubs
and the whole. You're going to have a panel. You're going to have Nate Winiger from there's a big whiskey club in Colorado. He's going to be on the panel. So you're going to have all of that. You know, from the fundraising side to the club side to drinking with your buddies.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what that panel is going to be. Again, Mike Veach will be back
who is the premier bourbon historian in the country.
So yes. Mike will be back he's always going to do his, bourbon country to bourbon street, seminar talking about the connections of New Orleans and Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad he's on our side.
He is on our side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm really
excited.
That'll
be a show for another time. We've talked about that on the show quite a bit.
I'm really excited that we were able to get Steve Bayshore from the George Washington's Mount Vernon Distillery. He's coming to speak and talk about
exciting.
The distillery.
Cool. Awesome.
I was something I was hoping to have him here in 2020. You know, again, we didn't have the festival, but he's agreed to come this year, so that's going to be one I'm looking forward to.
That's really exciting.
And then Maggie Kimbrell back with cigars.
Absolutely.
We got a new cigar with Mayan Imports, new cigar sponsor. So they'll, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, so then we should probably just mention that. We're going to take a break, y'all, here in about 30 seconds, but there's this outdoor area of the Contemporary Arts Center.
This will be at the hotel.
This will be at the hotel.
This will be upstairs around the pool.
Oh, okay, cool.
So we'll have
also the one at the tasting.
Where you can be outside and enjoy
a cigar. That's part of the tasting. Yeah, that's part of the grand tasting, right? Yeah,
but gotcha.
The seminar will be up at the Marriott.
Right.
Where, about 30 people for that seminar when you'll have two cigar pairings with whiskeys.
Awesome. Let's do this, y'all. We're going to take a little break here on the show. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the charity behind New Orleans Bourbon Festival. And we're going to let you know a little bit more about the Year of American Whiskey also going on as a partnership with the Southern Food and Beverage Museum and New Orleans Bourbon Fest. Friends, come on back.
Sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hey now, Ico, Ico, Ande, Giacomo Fino, Anane, Giacomo Finane. Look at my king all dressed in red, Ico, Ico, Ande, I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finane, talking about hey now.
Hi, Brian Diaz, host of the NOLA Drink Show here. Check out Nitty Grits Podcasts, a growing network of food, drink, and culture shows. Visit southernfood.org for more.
Welcome back to the show. Brian Diaz here with you, WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans and in podcast land, wherever you may be. Happy to have you here on the NOLA Drink Show, friends. Happy to be talking about New Orleans Bourbon Festival 2022 back in action. I will note this really quickly, that Barbara and Tracy are going to stick around for our podcast-only segment, Another Shot with NOLA Drinks. It is there now on the website. Go check that out, because we're going to talk a little bit more in detail about the journey to get back to Bourbon Fest in 2022. But before we close out the portion of the radio show, friends, I want to get to a couple important things connected to the fest. The first thing is, y'all, that behind the festival is not just this event. There's a charity, and there's a growing charity going on behind the event. And there's one charity called Kids Can NOLA, and now we have a new part of the charity called Angel Share Foundation. And can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we can. So,
and I'm the chair of the development committee, so I can talk about it too if I need
I'm
to.
On your development committee.
You are. I think the development committee is me and you.
Exactly. So I think we should be able to make this happen. So maybe I should interview you for this
one. Oh, sure. Let's do it that way. Okay.
So, Brian, would you like to tell us a little bit about the new charity?
Thank you, Barbara. I would love to tell you a little bit about the new charity. This is a weird turn. No, it's really exciting, friends, because, you know, the charity started out with Kids Can NOLA, as I mentioned, which supports St. Michael's Special School, which is a really neat institution for physically challenged kids. That's still at the core of the mission, the charitable mission of that part of what's going on charitably with the festival. But in all these conversations that we've had, we've decided that we also want to support young people in the hospitality and spirits industry and connected that way. So maybe you're a family, you know, your parents work in the hospitality industry and you got kids, or maybe you're a young person, a budding superstar in the hospitality industry looking for opportunities to get into the hospitality industry, persons of color, things like that, women. And so, you know, marginalized populations, marginalized groups with opportunities, you know, hard to get into the hospitality industry in some ways. I'm moving very quickly through this, but this has become part of the charitable vision of the organization, and Angel Share Foundation is meant to address that.
Exactly. And I think it's important to note right now with, you know, the industry taking so many hits, this is even more critical. Absolutely. And I think that's sort of what led us into this direction too. So,
absolutely. I think it, Barbara, connects nicely with the brands and what some of the brands are trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. It speaks to, obviously we're based here in New Orleans, but this is the New Orleans Bourbon Festival that speaks to the whole world of American whiskey. So it speaks broadly to, you know, it's not just about New Orleans. It's about making connections to the hospitality industry and providing opportunities for young people connected to the spirits world and hospitality. We've got all kinds of cool stuff that we'll talk about in the future that we're cooking up. We're just getting back to being able to do the festival, which generates money for these charities that we're talking about. So now that we'll hopefully have a couple nickels to rub together, we can start doing some of this stuff.
Exactly. That's what we're hoping for.
Indeed. So really cool. We'll keep you posted on that stuff, friends, because that's a big part of what we're doing here with the festival as well. So we'll do y'all after the festival's over, because we're going to be doing, as I mentioned, stuff year round connected to the charitable activities and other stuff with the festival. We'll do another show and we'll kind of focus on that, some of these programs that we're developing a little more. But Tracy, let's talk about this now. Let's talk about the Year of American Whiskey. We did a show a few weeks back with Brent Rosen from the museum, so we don't need to hit it too hard. But we put together a program called the Year of American Whiskey with the Southern Food and Beverage Museum.
Yeah, we're once a month we're having a whiskey tasting at the museum. Happens to be Saturday the 19th. Doing a whole program for Mardi Gras.
So if you're hearing this on radio, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes. with Redemption. So we're going to have a Redemption tasting tomorrow. but yeah, the idea is to help promote American whiskey, get, you know, visitors to the museum. You know, Bourbon Fest is doing some programming with this.
Once a month.
Yep. Once a month. We're also going to be hosting the Bourbon Brawl, the opening night of Bourbon Fest at the museum. With Jim Beam and Bobby G, the bartender competition. So if you're a bartender in New Orleans and you want to come be part of what we're doing at the museum and maybe win a trip to Kentucky, making some great cocktails, enter in the competition.
That's really fun. So that's kind of the official kickoff, excuse me, of Bourbon Fest.
Of Bourbon Fest. Yes. And we're tied it into the Year of American Whiskey. But we're going to continue every month throughout the year having different brands on display, as you would, the tasting. You come in, hang out with us. You know, Brian will be there as an acquaintance, hanging out.
And, inside, you know, joke, friends.
It's gonna be a lot of fun meeting, you know, Bourbon Fest fans, meeting fans of the museum. You know, we met some people that were here because their cruise got canceled that came to the museum. For the first one, for January's event. So you just get to meet a lot of cool people and taste some great whiskeys and, you know, walk around that amazing museum and see what they have on display there.
It's a really neat event, friends, and we were touching on this. You know, it's going to happen monthly. Most of them will be on a Saturday afternoon. There are going to be some exceptions, like we're talking about with the Bourbon Brawl for the March event. But you can go typically 2 to 5. This one's going to be a little different. This one coming up tomorrow, if you're listening on the radio, if you're listening on the podcast, you probably missed it. Apologies to you. You missed it. But it's on the 19th, Saturday, and from 11 to 5, if I remember correctly. The museum is really close to the Uptown Parade route. You know, we're in the throes of Mardi Gras here, if you're not familiar with the area, you're listening outside somewhere. And so one of the key things to be able to enjoy during Mardi Gras is a place to pee. And, you know, so you can pay $19, if I remember correctly, something like that. And you get museum admission, you get the whiskey tasting, there's going to be food for sale, the bar in the museum is open, whipping up cool cocktails featuring the Redemption stuff. And then, you know, you have a place to pay. So you can go out and check out the parade route and kind of come and go as you please to the museum. So this one, as I said, it's a little bit longer. I believe it's 11 to 5. And you want to check out southernfood.org for that one, right? Yes. Did I get all that?
Yes, you did. So you're saying the song is wrong.
The song
there
is wrong.
There is a place to pee on Mardi Gras Day.
There is a place to pee on Mardi Gras Day.
Well,
yes.
Now.
Yes. At the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, there is a place to pee. So that's a great way to do it. And, you know, it would not be a New Orleans Bourbon Fest festival if, you know, we didn't have dogs barking. I think our food is showing up, friends. but we got a couple minutes left here before we close out the portion of the radio show. Let's remind people about how to get tickets, basic information on ticket purchases and all that good stuff.
So for the festival, you go to nobourbonfest.com. You can tickets, book hotels. We'll be coming against our booking date on the hotel. So I want to remind people of this.
Oh, yeah, please.
March 3rd, the link closes for the hotel just because of everything going on in New Orleans. If we have any rooms left, we've got to open them up. So book your room by March 3rd. But yeah, tickets are on sale.
Discounted room rate, right?
Discounted room rate, yes, $219.
At the
Marriott Hotel Convention Center. You'll find the link on our website, nobourbonfest.com.
Cool. And social media?
Social media, nobourbonfest on, was it the Instagram and the Facebook?
Excellent.
The Instagram and the Facebook, really?
It's MySpace and Spacebook.
Yes.
Is MySpace still around? We don't have a MySpace page.
Yeah, Do we have a Twitter page?
I canceled the Twitter page.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not even sure it's called a Twitter page, but
a Twitter account.
Yeah, you can tell the semistification here of social media.
We're also old.
It's a joke I've had with some of my girls that I have a Twitter account. I just forgot it. I don't.
Fair enough.
I can't find it, it's there.
And Barbara, I'll note this because
Barbie's Twitter page.
Colonel Barbie's Twitter page. Yeah, we'll talk about that, Colonel Barbie, during the podcast only segment. But I should probably know this, as we talked about the development committee. You and I are the two members of that. Technically, you and I are the co-chairs of the marketing committee.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, I do.
Our Twitter page?
apparently non-existent. But you can also contact us through info@nobourbonfest.com.
Awesome.
You can also contact Tracy and I on Instagram at Nola Bourbon and Nola Bourbon's Wife. Those are two separate accounts, tongue in cheek. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Don't let me set up your account again.
Yes, I won't. And, we are excited to see everyone again. That's the big message.
The big
here.
Deal. Come on out, friends. Check out the website. It's a great event. Even if you're just coming to one of the grand tastings, that's cool. Come to both. Come to the seminars. Do the whole Fandango. It's really one of the nicest events that goes on really anywhere. And we really encourage you to come check it out. And it's all for a good cause. I mentioned that Tracy and Barbara are going to stick around for another shot with Nola Drinks. We're going to take a little break here before we do the podcast only segment, because we're going to eat and probably drink a little more whiskey. And go to noladrinks.com, get the podcast, friends. But if you are listening on the radio, remember to be kind to one another, use your turn signal. And until next time, cheers, y'all. Everybody, up. Thanks for sticking around for another shot with Nola Drinks. Happy to have you here. We're going to continue our conversation about New Orleans Bourbon Fest 2022 with Tracy and Barbara. Here we go. All right, everybody. Thanks for sticking around for another shot with Nola Drinks. We are chatting with Tracy Napolitano and Barbara Hirsch Napolitano, the co-founders of New Orleans Bourbon Festival, coming back at you after a little hiatus like so much of the rest of the world here in March of 2022, just right around the corner. Friends, actually, what I should probably say is I'm hanging out with my acquaintance, Tracy Napolitano. Quite elevated that relationship to friendship yet, I think. And Colonel Barbie.
That's right, Colonel Barbie.
Yeah, so I think we talked about it maybe one time in the past, But this is a really cool thing, Barbara, that you, an honor that has been bestowed upon you.
Yes, it is.
You are a Kentucky colonel.
And as Tracy likes to tell people, that's the chicken kind of colonel.
That's the chicken kind of colonel, right? You're not leading troops into battle.
Exactly. Although,
not a piece on the Stratego board.
No. So actually, the program is designed to recognize people that are active in some philanthropic, you know, activities and that promote the state of Kentucky. And apparently the things that we do with the Bourbon Festival and the charity associated with it, it followed in that category. I was nominated by a good friend of ours, Ed Shedlock, and was
Colonel Ed.
Colonel Ed.
Also a colonel.
Yes. Okay. And was very fortunate to have been accepted into those ranks. So.
Yeah, it's a tremendous honor. So yeah, congratulations. This was just a few months ago, right?
About six months ago, at least. So I'm pretty happy, and Tracy loves to call me Colonel Barbie.
Well, now that you outrank Private Tracy, how does that actually go down?
It makes absolutely no difference at all in our world. Tracy is and will always be Tracy.
No rank needed.
No rank. He is a rank unto himself. Yeah, it is the Tracy rank.
You got his sparkle farts.
Yeah, exactly. He had to get that one.
He had to get that in. That's what he calls our dog, not me.
I was going to make a joke about being rank. We could go that way.
We could go that way. You know, that's pretty good, too. He just sniffed his underarm. It really didn't go well.
Oh, and then coughed. Nice work.
I don't blame him. I might have, too.
It's an honor well-deserved, Barbara. So
congratulations. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Of course. So let's talk about this, y'all, a little bit, because we touched on this before. Like so much of the rest of the world, Bourbon Fest was disrupted. We actually talked about this when y'all, we did a show that aired on radio when we had rescheduled Bourbon Fest for, supposed to take place in October of 2021. And we actually taped a show like that summer. That was this show, a preview show, and the rug got pulled out from underneath us again. So I think we, you know, kind of talked about some of the draw at that time. If you want to go back, friends, and check out that show, talked about sort of the 11th hour in which we had to cancel Bourbon Fest in 2020. So we probably don't need to relive that pain. But it's been a challenging couple years, and we're excited to bring things back. But we had to make a lot of adjustments, didn't we?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny for the 2021 event. You know, it was before vaccine, showing your vaccine was a common occurrence. And so what I did was I surveyed all of our potential attendees and said, do you want to do this? And they said no. So it became a decision to make based on that response. And, you know, it was a hard decision. We didn't want to cancel it, but, you know, ultimately you have to do what the people tell you they want. This is a consumer event.
And let's clarify that a little bit too, because I think it's an important subtlety. And I'll actually remind you, I think I said this during a board meeting, actually, no matter what we do, we're going to piss off a segment of people.
Absolutely.
And that's just the reality of this. So when you're saying, Barb, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but, you know, do you want to do this? There were a significant set of people who said, if you're requiring X, Y, and Z, we're not coming. There are also a specific set of people that said, if you do not require X, Y, and Z, we're not coming.
Exactly.
And that put us in a position of we had to ask ourselves, can we put on a successful, enjoyable, proper festival? And not being political here, you all know what my views are. Everybody listening to this show knows what my views are. We don't need to talk about that here. But the bottom line was we came to grips with the fact that we could not put on New Orleans Bourbon Fest the way we needed to.
No, not at that time. And, you know, things change and people's views change, and that's all great. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't matter. But in this particular instance, we had a larger group of people that would not attend telling us, no, we don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing because usually it's the snarky people that have the last word. And what I found really interesting about this is we got so many emails supporting the decision. So many. Yeah. And the first time we got not so
hate
nice.
Mail.
We got hate mail.
Yep.
I got some really good hate mail.
I remember.
But in this particular instance, I got so much support, which said, you're making the right decision. You're doing the right thing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there. We'll be back.
Right.
And so that's part of what I think spurred us on to be back.
Yeah.
And Tracy, talk about this, because I think, you know, continuing from Barbara's point there, talk about the brands, because the brands have been very supportive through this whole process.
Yeah, I mean, I can't thank the brands enough. You know, the Four Roses, Beam Suntory, Jack Daniels, the Brown-Forman Group, Les Still Austin, a new up-and-coming brand out of Austin, Texas. They've been very supportive, you know, first time at Fest, and they're jumping on board. You know, I heard today, finally, I got a hold of Whistle Pig. They're back. Mm-hmm. Old Elk, Penelope Bourbon. They were first supposed to be here for the first time ever in 2020. And, you know, boom, they're a sponsor.
Beam has stuck by everything, right?
What's that?
Jim Beam has stuck
yeah,
by
Beam
everything.
Yeah, Beam Suntory is there.
Did you say that already?
Sorry, yeah, they're like
Four Roses.
Four Roses, yeah, Four Roses, you know. Yeah. They're all offering extra help if we need it. So it's been fantastic to have the brands, just the support they're giving us. You know, this is a good event. You know, though, you know, not tooting the horn here, it's a great event.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the industry likes it, and the consumers like it, and, you know, everybody's waiting for us to come back. And, you know, it's finally here. We're going to be back, and I'm excited.
That's really, really exciting. I know I joke with you all the time that I actually joined the board in January of 2020.
Yeah, it was
great
fun.
Great timing.
Yes, it was so much fun.
Brian does joke a lot. He's not funny, but he jokes.
Thank you.
I find him funny.
I appreciate that. You know, Tracy doesn't know me that well because he's merely an acquaintance.
Exactly. Right. It's an acquaintance thing.
I would consider myself your friend.
You are my friend.
So there you go.
Thank you. Exactly. Yes. You get me.
I get you.
It's very exciting, friends, to be able to bring this back to you. And I'm personally excited because I actually get to be part of putting on a festival for the first time in 2 years.
Let's see how you feel after the fest, if you still think it's that exciting. Because I promise you, the days that you're like running around trying to get everything together, it's not as much fun as you think.
Sure.
Yeah, really the sore bones on Monday.
It's something else.
How tired you are on Monday is
Yeah, just get a big bucket of fried chicken and watch TV, right?
Well, no, Monday we'll be cleaning out the venue.
Oh, I'm going to get a big bucket of fried chicken and watch. I didn't sign up for that part. Oops.
But you know, I know Barbara kept saying I was, but I would never admit that I was depressed over the last 2 years not having it, and it's, you know, I'm coming out of that. I'm excited about, you know, though I still have my Chicken Little aspects, you know.
So
where I think something's going to go wrong here.
I have
there,
told you the story about.
You have, but please tell it. Go ahead.
So the last time we had the fest, he was running around. We're never going to get this done. It's never going to happen. And this was 2019, not 2020. And so I had to put a password on our Wi-Fi at the hotel, and I called it Chicken Little after Tracy.
It's okay.
He didn't find it as funny as I did.
I'm sure you're going to name it that again.
He has become calmer, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, maybe not, because I don't see the behind the scenes. I just see
you'll see it.
Okay.
Yeah, ducks on a pond. Yeah. A little calm on top.
Yeah, a little feet going a mile a minute on the bottom.
All right, I'll pay more attention from behind the scenes.
Well, and it's a good thing with our team too. You know, there are always problems putting on events like this. You've been involved in other things, you see it, but we don't let anyone see it. It's all taken care of behind the scenes, and we've got a great team sitting back there to make sure everything gets done right.
Yeah.
And each of us has our own skill set. And that's, I think, what made this work from the beginning is each of us has that one thing that we bring to the table. So we are able to kind of, okay, you take the lead on this and you take the lead on that. And where we had holes, we found people to fill them. Yeah. So
very cool. It's awesome. It's a good group of people. And come on out to Bourbon Fest because you'll meet a whole bunch of them people that we're talking about. Well, you guys, before we close out the podcast only segment here, another shot with Nola Drinks, let's talk about Tracy. We talked quite a bit about people that are showing up, seminars, some of the brands that we're going to have pouring. Actually, two things. Let's talk about some of the restaurants that we know, and it's a growing list.
But, it's growing, yes.
And then I'll just kind of let you go from here. So some on the restaurants, but then let's touch on some of the other whiskey luminaries. I'll use that term that we haven't mentioned yet that'll be there.
Okay. So, I mean, we're Kushan is back with us. We're doing a dinner with those guys. Briquette, they're coming back on board. They're going to do, it looks like, a dinner, and they're going to be at the Grand Tasting.
Cool.
We've got both of Pyre's restaurants, so Jeff's bringing both of his restaurants, the Barbecue Place and Provisions. Mm-hmm. There's an Oyster House on your side of the pond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going to be on board.
Oh, I'm not sure. Okay.
I think the Rack House I heard today out of Gulfport.
Okay.
So that worked.
I think Adam went over and met with them today. I think we're like at 95%. On that, they're coming.
We really are trying to get the Gulf Coast more involved, so we're excited about that.
That's awesome.
Right. So, I mean, you know, Adam, our other partner on this, and his wife Beth's on the board with you guys. He's out there really putting the restaurant side together. The
restaurant side, yeah.
So, I'm sure the guys over at Food Drunk, which is my favorite bite of food, the pig cone, they're back. They'll be back, as always.
And again, still Lucky doing Dog.
Duck fat fries.
I don't know. Fries they don't do that at Bourbon Fest.
All we ask for is the pig cone.
The pig cone, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I saw those guys at Naufi, and I said, what are you doing the pig cone at Naufi? He's like, it can be an exclusive Bourbon Fest thing if you're willing to pay for it. So, you know, we got to buy royalties on it, you know.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, a lot of great restaurant partners. As we mentioned in the radio segment, you know, the Restaurant Revival sponsorship of our deck.
But you know what we haven't mentioned is the award.
Yeah, we're going to get there.
No,
but I just want to make sure.
The restaurant award.
Oh, the restaurant award. Yes. Well, I want to talk about the judging.
So we're bringing, as part of our awards program, the best bourbon chef. Going to put the details of that together. But yeah, the chefs will compete. The restaurants at the festival compete for the best bourbon chef in the world.
Do they have to use whiskey in the recipe? Is that kind of the idea? Or
about having two awards, one for the one who uses whiskey the best and one with the best pairing is what we're bouncing.
I remember talking
around.
About that now. Yeah.
Right. So we I think we're going to have some bourbon ice creams again.
Oh,
which
those
we haven't
are the
had
best.
Those since year one. I believe
best.
That was a Sazerac ice cream year one. We got some bourbon ice cream coming too.
Mm-hmm. Exciting.
And then PJ's.
Now PJ's Coffee.
PJ's Coffee always. Yes. Sponsor, you know, one of our sponsors, making sure everyone's got that coffee and, you know, when you can.
Although most
cup
people
of coffee
pour
to pour
bourbon
in
it.
Right.
It's a great way to go. It's a great way to go. Well, since we're kind of segueing that way, Barbara, let's talk about, because we touched on this very, very briefly, but with the consumer judging or People's Choice Award, whatever we want to call it, there's a judging component to this.
There is, and it's something I've led from the beginning, and it's something I have so much fun doing. We have our ultimate VIPs become the judges of the whiskeys. So we have entries from most, you know, tons of our vendors. And we are going to change it up a little this year because I really am trying to not have everyone taste like 100 whiskeys and then try to go to a dinner. It isn't highly successful.
They go back to their rooms.
They most of them miss their dinners, and I'm trying to avoid that this year. So I'm going to do something a little bit different. But basically, it is a blind tasting. And we go through and we talk through it, and I set up a Survey Monkey, and they actually judge right on there. I download the data, and then on Saturday, that's on Thursday, and on Saturday night, we walk around in second line and give out those awards, including a silver and a gold in each category. And the categories are small batch, single barrel.
Best American whiskey.
American whiskey. Yeah. Best. And then there's, of course, our Best in Fest, mm-hmm. which is the ultimate award for anyone to win.
Yeah, very cool.
And because it's blind, you never know who it's going to be.
Right, which is a cool part about this, too.
It really is. Yeah. And even the judges will go, really? That's how we voted?
Yeah, I remember.
That's how you voted.
I remember Cooper's Craft won 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, their barrel. And the 100 proof. Yeah.
And it was amazing. Yeah. It was an amazing whiskey. Yeah. And apparently they sold out after that happened, too. Mm-hmm. Yep. So they were pretty excited about it. Mm-hmm. So
Very cool. Mm-hmm. And we're live music, friends, cigars, whiskey, great food. It's a tremendous
great
event.
Friends.
Great seminars, great friends. It's a really nice event. If you're coming from out of town, we mentioned discounted hotel rooms at the Marriott Convention Center. So go get your rooms booked before March 3rd. And if you live locally, you know, be smart, be responsible. There's always Uber and all that good stuff.
Yes, please.
Right? Please, you know.
Although it is the Marriott on Canal.
Canal Street.
Oh, excuse
not
me.
The convention
not the convention center.
Center.
Thank you for clarifying
so
that. Yes.
Canal.
Yeah, Canal.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're also, you know, pay attention to whatever New Orleans city mandates are in place because we are subject to that. So
we are following the mandates.
Very, very yes. carefully. And that's important that everybody is responsible, polite, and respectful during this festival.
Yeah, Barbara.
Please.
Yeah,
I know. I'm the risk. Yes.
You are really the risk here. Clearly, I think you've gathered through the tone of this show for the past hour. Not the case. So, Tracy, one more time, tell people where they can find out about New Orleans Bourbon Fest, buy tickets, book hotel room, all the info, so dates, all that.
March 23rd through the 26th, 2022. So just a few weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
And nobourbonfest.com. Tickets, you got the link to the Marriott on there, so you can book your hotel, you can get your tickets to the grand tasting. Soon we'll be putting up the seminar schedule, so you can tie all that together, and the dinners will be coming out soon.
Yeah, all very exciting stuff, friends. Be sure to turn up for New Orleans Bourbon Fest 2022. Barbara, Tracy, thank you so much. Always
oh,
a pleasure to
you.
See you and talk with you.
We appreciate the opportunity to tell everyone about our event.
And I'm very happy. I'm biased.
I know.
Friends, a brief musical interlude, and I'll be back to close things out. All right, everybody. Hey, thanks for joining me here on the NOLA Drink Show this time around, friends. Always happy to chat with Barbara and Tracy, good friends of mine, and we know my involvement with the New Orleans Bourbon Festival, and I'm so happy that it's coming back. I joined the board in January of 2020, right before the pandemic. Yeah, I'm that bad luck guy, I guess, but we had to cancel the festival, as you know, then tried to reschedule it for 2021 in March, had to push that back, tried to do it in October. Thank you, Omicron, that didn't work. So now it's finally coming back, and I'm so happy because I actually get to be involved in putting on a festival. And I know it's a lot of work, but I'm really looking forward to it. We've been putting in a lot of effort in the weeks and months leading up to this to get it right. And especially after a 2-year hiatus to just make it the special event that it is. And it really is a special event. It's really well done. We talked about this during the program, but, you know, they don't oversell tickets. So it's not this cattle call, people, you know, shoving glasses in people's faces to get taste. You can actually talk to people. You can mill around. There's great entertainment. The food is excellent with all the local restaurants that get partnered into this whole thing. It's really just a neat event. And that's just the grand tastings on the Friday and Saturday night. One of my other very favorite parts, especially with any event like this, you know, you can go to a tasting really just about anywhere, right? And about any time. But the seminars are such a neat thing because, you know, the programming during the day, it's great to go learn about stuff. And don't get me wrong, I love a good party and I love to taste and the food's awesome. I talked about all that. But really, the seminars, too, are just such a cool thing because you get to all these, you know, whiskey luminaries come to New Orleans for this event. And so, you know, there's something for everyone, like we talked about. If you're a beginner and you want to enhance your tasting skills, that can be there for you. If you want to learn about production, that can be there for you. There's stuff on women in bourbon, women in whiskey. So there's just really something for everybody there, and it's a great way to learn. So I really do encourage you, like say you've gone to the grand tastings before, one of them, I really do encourage you to check out the seminars because they're really neat things. And that schedule is going to be out soon where you're going to be able to sign up for them. And, you know, I just strongly suggest you take advantage of it. Just a reminder, friends, go to NewOrleansBourbonFestival.com. It's March 23rd through the 26th in New Orleans. Here's to you. All these signs and all these signals we'll try.